NASA's Spirit rover finally contacted Earth this morning from Mars. The transmission was brief, lasting 10 minutes, but it's a good sign. Spirit had not sent back any data for 2 days, and a number of attempts to contact the rover had failed. NPR's David Kestenbaum is here. Morning.
Morning, Bob.
What more do you know about this transmission?
Not a whole lot. This is just a very brief statement by the Jet Propulsion Lab. The transmission was 10 minutes long, no details about what it contained, but it's certainly a good sign. There have been a number of attempts to contact it, and a lot of them had failed. On one occasion, they just got back junk, sort of random sequence of ones and zeros. On another occasion, they called it. It didn't call back. One time, they did send it a little hello, and it said hello back. But it was the thinking is it's been in a don't call us, we'll call you mode, and so they're happy to hear from it.
So maybe this will help diagnose what's wrong?
They really have no idea what is wrong. There are many strange symptoms. They can't think of any simple explanation. One of the scientists even said it could be a cosmic ray. That's a subatomic particle that would have gone through the computer and knocked out a bit, changed something from a one to a zero. So clearly they don't have any good idea what happened.
Well, how do they know what to do to fix it?
I think the next question they're going to ask it is, tell us how you are and tell us how the various systems are, and that should help them and let them know what they might be able to do.
Can't NASA just tell the rover to reboot?
They can. If it's a software problem, that may work. Their concern is that there's something more serious wrong, that maybe there's something wrong with the power supply, in which case they want to be very, very careful not to have it overexert itself, and they want to be very deliberate and careful about any instructions they send it.
This is happening as a second rover is due to land there.
That's right, the Opportunity lander. It's a twin lander. It's going to land on the other side of Mars. And NASA's going to have to figure out how much attention to pay to Opportunity and how much to pay to Spirit. And a lot of that depends on what state they decide Spirit is in. If Spirit's in real trouble and they have a short window where they can try and do a fix, they'll probably pay a lot of attention to that. But the plan had been to let Spirit rest for a few days and put all their efforts into getting Opportunity up and running.
And everything had been going so well.
Yeah, they went from getting reams and reams of data to essentially silence. And I think, there was a bit of panic there. They were really heartened when they got that little hello back.
The European Union had a Mars rover, too.
That's right. The Beagle lander, which didn't actually land, they're still listening for it, but it's presumed lost or destroyed. We did get a press release yesterday from the Beagle team saying that they sent a message to the Spirit team saying, we hope everything's okay.
Maybe the climate's just a little too hostile for rovers on Mars.
Well, the success rate is not very good, and it'll be interesting to see what happens on Saturday with the second rover Opportunity.
NPR's David Kestenbaum. Photographs from the Spirit's first days on Mars are at npr.org.